The truth about fitness magazines and supplements. Fitness magazines, often sponsored by nutritional supplement companies, prioritize product sales over sharing science-based health advice. This sponsorship leads to content focused on promoting supplements rather than effective diet and exercise strategies. To maintain reader interest, these magazines frequently promote unproven fad diets and trendy training methods, which often fail to deliver results. Consequently, men keep chasing new trends, hoping for success. These magazines also omit the darker side of professional bodybuilding, where athletes sometimes die young due to the extreme strains of using promoted products. Despite their intense exercise routines, bodybuilders often face more diet-related health issues than the average American. If readers were aware of these risks, their trust in fitness magazines might diminish, making it harder for these publications to market supplements and fad diets. This awareness could also pave the way for more scientifically grounded plans, like the Bigger Leaner Stronger regimen, which aims to help men achieve an ideal physique with substantial muscle mass and low body fat through evidence-based methods. Progressive tension overload. Progressive tension overload means gradually increasing the weight lifted over time, which boosts the tension in muscle fibers. By consistently challenging muscles with heavier weights, they grow larger to handle the increased load. Without adding weight to his workouts, a man won't build muscle effectively, even with proper diet and exercise. To encourage muscle growth, he should add another rep or slightly more weight to his workouts each week. Experts have recognized the benefits of progressive overload for centuries, long before it had a name. The ancient Greek hero Milo reportedly carried a young heifer on his shoulders every day. As the heifer grew, so did Milo's strength and muscles, making him a legendary wrestler. Progressive overload isn't just for building muscle. Progressive stretch overload can improve flexibility, which is essential for dancers, gymnasts, and yoga enthusiasts. Over time, this method strengthens connective tissues, like tendons and ligaments, allowing them to perform challenging routines and poses. Progressive overload also has mental benefits. Increasing weight shows progress, even when physical changes aren't visible. Achieving small goals regularly activates the brain's reward center, releasing dopamine. This rewiring can boost motivation and workout endurance, making it easier to hit the gym regularly. The right food for the right workout. Many fitness experts suggest pairing specific foods with certain types of exercise to maximize results, such as consuming a light, easily digestible carbohydrate snack before sprints. This constantly evolving advice fuels the fitness magazine industry. If you're following the Bigger Leaner Stronger program, meal timing isn't something to stress over as long as you meet your daily macronutrient goals. Research shows that consuming protein before a workout can increase amino acid levels and protein synthesis, which are essential for muscle building during exercise. While carbohydrates before a workout help fuel your muscles, they don't directly contribute to muscle growth. After exercise, it's important to consume protein to continue muscle growth and carbs to help reduce muscle breakdown, which occurs post-workout. Carb intake during and after exercise is more crucial for endurance training than for strength or muscle-building workouts. Eating the right foods ensures your body can make the most of your training. Exercise alone won't unlock your full potential, providing your body with the necessary nutrients for fat loss and muscle growth is essential. Gain muscles and lose fat. Fitness experts often debate the concept of bulking and cutting. Some say it doesn't work, arguing that men's physiques remain the same. However, this usually happens because of improper methods, like gaining too much weight during bulking or losing muscle along with fat during cutting. To do bulking and cutting correctly, a man should switch between the two phases based on his body fat percentage. This helps build muscle and shed fat without losing muscle. Research has looked at not just the phases themselves, but also what happens during the transition between them. One study examined what happens when participants switch from a calorie-restricted cutting diet to a high-calorie bulking diet. Researchers found that participants gained significant muscle mass during this time. They concluded that a spike in anabolic hormones, like IGF-1, testosterone, and insulin, caused this. These hormones help the body use the extra calories from the bulking diet for muscle growth. This supports the recommendations of the Bigger Leaner Stronger program for cyclical bulking and cutting as an effective way to gain muscle. Compound exercises in building muscle. Gym machines might seem less intimidating than dumbbells, bars, and plates. However, Machines don't build muscle as effectively as free weights. Exercises like the squat, deadlift, bench press, and military press are the foundation of the Bigger Leaner Stronger program. These are compound exercises because they work multiple muscle groups at once. They are better than isolation exercises, which target only one muscle group at a time. Still, isolation exercises are important for strengthening smaller muscles. Compound exercises challenge the body more and lead to a larger release of anabolic hormones like testosterone and growth hormone, which are crucial for muscle growth. One study found that low testosterone levels could result in smaller increases in lean leg mass. More research supports focusing on compound exercises rather than isolation exercises. The pre-exhaustion training theory suggested doing isolation exercises before compound movements to boost muscle gain. However, research has shown no extra muscle gain from this method. This confirms that compound exercises alone are enough to build muscle effectively and are just as efficient without combining them with isolation exercises. Heavy weights versus light weights. There is much debate about whether lifting heavier weights for fewer repetitions builds muscle better than doing many repetitions with lighter weights. Although there is no universally accepted answer, studies suggest that training with a higher percentage of your one rep maximum and doing fewer repetitions leads to better muscle growth and strength improvement. However, lifting heavier weights requires longer rest periods to allow the muscles to recover and lift the same or more weight in the next set. Some fitness experts believe in doing more repetitions with lighter weights, and one study found this might work for beginner weightlifters. But for more advanced lifters, lifting maximum weights seems to provide the best results. Additionally, lifting heavy weights for fewer repetitions could save time and effort. A 2011 study found that weightlifters who lifted 70%, 80%, or 90% of their one rep maximum all had the same post-exercise oxygen consumption, even though those using less weight did more repetitions. Cardio for building muscle and losing fat. Bodybuilding guides often suggest that the amount of cardio you need depends on your body type. An ectomorph, who is naturally slim, may burn fat easily and might not need much cardio. If the goal is to build muscle, he might avoid cardio to keep enough energy for muscle growth. In contrast, an endomorph, who tends to be heavier and struggles with fat loss, might need more cardio to see noticeable fat loss. Even while building muscle, an endomorph should do cardio to prevent fat gain during a calorie surplus. Though cardio isn't necessary for muscle building, it's still recommended for the best results. According to the Bigger Leaner Stronger program, while cardio doesn't build muscle, it supports muscle growth in other ways. Intensive workouts damage muscle fibers, which then repair during recovery. Cardio can speed up this recovery by increasing blood flow, which helps deliver nutrients needed for muscle repair and removes waste products. However, since cardio exercises mainly use the legs, like running and cycling, these benefits mostly help leg muscles rather than the upper body. Track progress in the Bigger Leaner Stronger plan. Tracking your experiences while following the Bigger Leaner Stronger plan helps you measure your progress with real numbers. Without this objective way to see what's working or not, you might not know if you're on the right track. A training journal allows you to record your daily food intake, the exercises you did, and the weights you lifted. Also, tracking other numbers like your weight, body fat percentage, and body size measurements is crucial to showing your progress. Over time, these numbers will tell the story of your journey on the Bigger Leaner Stronger program. Seeing progress, even if it's small, can keep you motivated. Research supports the benefits of tracking weight loss and fitness progress. A 2011 study found that people who track their progress through journals, digital tools, or scales had better weight loss results. Frequent entries in journals or logs confirmed this method's effectiveness. Nowadays, it's easier to track progress with mobile fitness apps and wearable fitness bands. These tools not only record data but also provide detailed analyses, showing trends and highlighting what works best for you. This technology can make the process of weight loss and muscle gain more exciting. Key points. 1. Fitness magazines frequently emphasize supplements and popular trends instead of providing science-backed advice and proven methods. 2. Progressive overload builds muscle and boosts motivation. 3. Proper bulking and cutting cycles enhance muscle gain and fat loss. 4. Compound exercises are more effective for muscle growth than isolation ones. 5. Heavier weights with fewer reps typically lead to better muscle growth. 6. Cardio aids muscle recovery but isn't essential for muscle building. 7. Tracking progress with journals or apps improves results and motivation.